The president called the accord between the Sudanese government and the main Darfur rebel group the beginning of hope for the people of the war-torn region, but he said we are still far away from the ultimate goal of having the millions of people displaced by the Darfur conflict being able to return to their homes and live without fear. Mr. Bush spoke at a White House event with Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and her deputy Robert Zoellick, who helped negotiate last Friday's agreement in the Nigerian capital, Abuja. The president congratulated Zoellick, the U.S. diplomatic point man for Darfur, and said he had made weekend calls to Nigerian President Olusegun Obasanjo and Republic of the Congo President Denis Sassou-Nguesso to thank them for their efforts. He further said he telephoned Sudanese President Omar el-Bashir earlier Monday, both to commend him for his role in the agreement and to urge his government to express clear support for upgrading the African Union observer mission in Darfur to a full-fledged UN peacekeeping mission. The Khartoum government has resisted plans to double the size of the current 7,200-member African Union mission known as AMIS and remake it into a so-called blue-hatted UN force. Mr. Bush said the AU force had reached the limit of its capability in patrolling the Texas-sized region and said that action by the UN must come quickly.
In the longer term, the African Union troops must be the core of a larger military force that is more mobile and more capable, which generates better intelligence and is given a clear mandate to protect the civilians from harm. So I'm dispatching Secretary Rice to address the UN Security Council tomorrow. She's going to request a resolution that will accelerate the deployment of UN peacekeepers into Darfur. We're now working with the UN to identify countries that contribute those troops, so the peacekeeping effort will be robust.
Later in a conference call with diplomatic reporters, senior Bush administration officials said President el-Bashir did not give Mr. Bush a firm commitment to accept the expanded force, but said he took the request seriously and suggested he would have an answer within a week. Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs Jendai Fraser said she expects a positive response from Khartoum, given that it has already endorsed the rehatting idea within the African Union. And she said that Secretary Rice, in her talks at the UN, will try to assure that the process is expedited.
We obviously think that you need to move, that the move needs to happen very rapidly. Realistically, for the UN to get in there, once the Security Council resolution is passed, you know, in other situations, it's taken from 6 to 9 months. But we're looking at ways so we can shorten that timeline, particularly by the UN mission in Sudan already, in southern Sudan, providing some assistance to the AMIS force to rehat it quickly, as well as NATO providing assistance both to AMIS and to UN peacekeeping operation to help build the capability today and bridge during that transition to a UN operation.
In his remarks, President Bush stressed the urgency of humanitarian needs in Darfur. He urged Congress to act quickly on $225 million in additional food aid to Sudan, already included in a stalled emergency supplemental bill for the Iraq War, and he appealed to key U.S. allies to be forthcoming as well. Mr. Bush said he had ordered 5 ships to be loaded with U.S. food stockpiled in the Gulf region and to head immediately to Port Sudan to help alleviate a crisis that recently prompted the World Food Program to cut rations for Darfur refugees by half. The president said America will not turn away from the tragedy of Darfur, which he said has been rightfully called genocide by the United States, and will stand up for the innocent until the peace of the region is secured. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.